Musical Friends and Bleach on RTL Today Radio. Let's get the news headlines.
Foreign Minister Xavier Bettel has confirmed that Luxembourg will continue supporting UNRWA, the UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees, with €30 million and has added a further €3 million given the situation in Gaza. Luxembourg's government has unveiled a seven-point plan to make housing cheaper. Finance Minister Gilles Roth and Housing Minister Claude Meisch say it offers tax relief for buyers and incentives for investors. Roadworks will close the A1 motorway between Gasperich and Ham from this evening until Monday morning. The EU unveils reforms to its carbon market today after fierce wrangling over the pace of Europe's climate push. Brussels looks set to give industry extra flexibility in a bid to appease carbon-intensive economies like Italy, Poland and the Czech Republic. A mini tornado struck near Lyon yesterday evening, bringing winds of over 100 kilometres an hour and widespread damage. One eyewitness described being lifted off the ground and dragged along by the wind. For more on these stories and for the latest news, head to rtltoday.lu. Showers and thunderstorms should bring welcome relief from the heat today, but the weather may remain unsettled throughout the day. Temperatures range from 24 degrees now only to 26 or 27 degrees in the afternoon.
RTL Today traffic info.
And the traffic, it is starting to quieten down a little bit, though there are still 10-minute delays on the A3 between the French border and Livonge. Elsewhere, 5 minutes on the N56 between Rue de Strasbourg and Place de la Gare. 3 minutes on the A6 between Helfenderbrook and Sessonge. And just 4 minutes on the N56 between Rue de Strasbourg and Place de la Gare. Speed checks are in Luxembourg on the Rue Zita this morning. And in the afternoon, in Bettenberg on the Rue Dabweiler, in Heiderscheid on the N15, and in Oberanven on the Rue Dandathina. And stay up to date with all the traffic at today.rtl.lu/mobility/traffic.
The Sam Steen Show on RTL Today Radio. The heartbeat of Luxembourg.
RTL Today Radio.
Not news quiz after this.
RTL Today Radio.
Yes, time for everyone's favourite game show. It's the Not News Quiz. And here's your host, me. And here's your contestant, Sasha Keogh.
Woo! Woo!
Right, Sasha, you're good with the news, but are you good with the not news?
No, useless.
Well, we'll see. Right, this is the news that isn't really the news because the real news is dreadful. What scuppered two misbehaving teen passengers in, where is this? In San Mateo, it's in the States.
What scuppered them? On a plane? Plane passengers or bus passengers?
Well, the passengers bit is the clue.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
What scuppered them? They were not human. They were monkeys.
No, they were not monkeys. They were teenagers. Teenage kids.
Two
15-year-olds behaving badly, drinking booze and shooting water guns at people.
What scuppered them?
Yeah, what scuppered them?
Their father, one of their dad was the bus driver.
No, they were, this is a great story. So they were in a Waymo.
Oh, right,
in
yes.
In one of these driverless cars.
Yes.
So they figured, right, we're going to get in this driverless
and
car.
Just be terrible.
And just mess around and no one can stop us. Except there are cameras inside. And when people made complaints, the people from Waymo were able to see what they were doing and drive them to a car park where the police were waiting for them.
Drove it to, oh, they can take over. Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so there you go.
Oh, that is so mean.
So now you know. So, they, you know, I suppose it's, you know, you can't have getaway, it can't be your getaway driver illegally, you know? I mean, I know it's just two kids messing, but...
That is perfect, isn't it?
It's quite a good story, that. Right. Taylor Swift fans paid $25 for what?
The garbage outside Madison Park Gardens.
This is true.
This after her wedding.
Yeah, exactly. We nailed
it. Sort of packaged up and kind of squashed together in little balls.
Yeah, you got it. So Taylor Swift fans paid $25 for pieces of trash, including cigarette butts and an ovulation test kit. Among other things, ring pop candy, police caution tape, straws, water bottle caps, and a single left AirPod.
Oh.
Which actually I need. I've lost my left one, so that'd be worth it for me. Yeah, so people, the artist behind it, who is taking these pieces, like you say, putting them in sealed plastic containers to contain any liquids or smells, is selling them to Swifties who just want a tangible piece of the wedding. He's made $1,250 already.
Oh, wow. Well, that's an alternative to getting a slice of wedding cake, isn't it?
It's quite good. Yeah, yeah. He says he may put more on the market. I bet he will. Good. This one now, then, is a little darker. A Japanese woman has been arrested for doing what to her roommate?
Doing what to her roommate?
Who wouldn't shut up.
Oh, God. Did she tape up her mouth?
Worse. Sewed her mouth
sewed
shut.
Sewed her mouth shut.
Yeah, absolutely. Awful story, but yeah, just beware the crazy roommate.
But she must have had to drug her then. I mean, she would have woken up, wouldn't she?
You would think so. Yeah.